Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bondcast. Happy birthday to all of us.
That's it. We are 1 year old.
I didn't realize we were going to sing, and I prefer the Outback Steakhouse birthday song.
How does that go?
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
Did you work at Outback Steakhouse, Colin?
I'm not even sure if that's...
I just went there every year for my birthday.
I'm not even sure if that's the actual restaurant, but Chili's, one of those chain ones, they do it like that with the clapping. They don't have the rights to birthday song, I guess.
Welcome to our second mini episode. This one,
already exhausted.
This one is to commemorate our 1 year anniversary. We've been doing this podcast for a year. We've done 12 episodes, 12 like official episodes, and yeah, we're still here.
This is what we got you for our anniversary, Bond fans.
This is our gift to you.
We're still here. They couldn't get rid of us. They tried.
I mean, I guess I don't know. How do you guys feel? It's been a year. Like.
I think we've got.
It doesn't feel like a year to me. It feels like we've been doing it for either like a month or eternity.
It's really, it's really shocking that a year of my life has slipped by and virtually nothing has changed. It's depressing, actually. I will be dead soon.
I remember thinking of this concept of doing this once a month for 2 years, essentially, and thinking about like where will we be in 2 years? Our lives will be so vastly different, and now I realize. They're going to be exactly the same.
and you had a baby in that time.
I had a baby, yeah.
So if you're saying that, think of how not different our lives are.
Oh, you guys are making this way depressing. I thought this was a celebration. I could say way nicer things. This has been a solid like thing for me. I don't know.
That's what Bond said.
Yeah. I'd like to be a solid thing.
It's a real solid thing for me. I mean, this has been a real solid thing for me.
No, but I mean, like, I don't know. I'm kind of still trying to work stuff out in my life. And, yeah, doing this has been fun every time. A chance to see y'all. A chance for me to be a part of your lives.
I think it's been fun, and we've grown, and I'm sure if we go back to the earlier episodes, we'll cringe a little bit, and, you know, we've sort of, like, developed a format as we have gone on, and we've learned what's good and what's not good, or what we think is good. We may have zero listeners. I have no idea.
No, we have at least one.
Yeah.
Adam listens every week.
I think we have hundreds.
And what's his name? Our buddy Wentz.
Yeah, Tom R. Wentz.
Tom R. Wentz.
From Whence It Came, yeah. We should have done a segment next time. We'll bring him back.
Yeah, we got to bring Tom back for another
He'll probably review our latest one.
Yeah, he better.
We hope so.
But yeah, I enjoy doing this. I think doing this once a month has made it very doable for most of us.
It's been educational.
It has been educational.
And we have improved, I think.
Yes, we have.
We used to have to hold our microphones. Now we have machines do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're that much closer to the robots taking over, but... What else are we doing with our birthday thing here, Matt?
I mean...
So what's next on the birthday schedule?
Other than this cake I brought, I don't have any other festivities
Matt,
planned.
Don't tease me. It's not
appropriate.
Cake.
It is not appropriate. Like, I understand it's cool, a podcast and we're recording audio only, but
mean,
it is
guys?
Never
this
appropriate
cake is delicious.
To.
It's chocolate,
no,
it's vanilla,
no,
it's
no,
strawberry, it's got all the flavors.
You're digging yourself a huge hole, my friend. You cannot climb out of this
cake.
Hole.
It's pistachio because Columbo loved pistachio.
Just terrible. All I can think about is cake.
Because I do like pistachios.
And cake.
Yeah.
You know, Ralph's has a pistachio muffin that is very much a pistachio cake. I just found that out the other day.
Bringing some information to the people.
Yeah. So, okay, what I've brought here is I took all our averages from every movie that we've done thus far, and I ranked them. So I will read to you guys our rankings of best to worst, or should I go worst to best?
Or maybe we should guess.
Oh, that's good. I like that. We'll guess, okay? What do you think was our least favorite James Bond movie? And
on
what was the score?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And the score was like 4 or whatever.
It must have been something. On Her Majesty's Secret Service. I agree.
It was, we gave it a 003.
Wow.
That's pretty piss poor.
Is this really guessing, though? We were present for all of this.
But it was so long ago. You remember?
All right.
All right. The next one is a four-way tie.
Ooh.
This is the next one going up?
Going up, okay. Yeah.
It's the Thunderball.
Thunderball, the man with the golden gun.
Are you looking at some kind of list?
No, I'm just looking at a list of the movies.
Can you read my paper?
Thunderball, the man with the golden gun. Am I right on any of these?
I'll let you guess four, and then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. And it'll be Colin's turn.
Four guesses?
There's four
options. Okay, so Thunderball, the man with the golden gun, Dr. No, and I'll go with... You only live twice, maybe?
You are wrong. I will say you got three right.
Thunderball. Oh, that's not wrong. That's pretty damn good.
Thunderball, Golden Gun. Thunderball, Golden Gun. You only live twice. And Russia with Love.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right.
Colin just iced you.
Well, he had the advantage of knowing that I got three right out of my first guess. Out of thin air.
I didn't know which three.
Oh, please. That's such an advantage.
Plus, I thought I was only... I was confused, and I guessed before you guessed, and that one was right.
Does that seem right, that those four movies are lumped together in some sort of ranking system?
I'm surprised From Russia with Love ended up... That,
you love that one, though.
Yeah, I really like that one. Actually, I guess it makes sense that this is very low on the list, but I think, that kind of makes sense.
I feel like all the Connery ones that don't separate themselves become part of, like, the Connery era, and I feel like that kind of happened there.
Yeah. I think You Only Live Twice and From Russia with Love are both better than the other two movies. I would have put those slightly higher than the other two.
I would agree, too.
Yeah, but I get why they're all sort of in the same range.
I went with
range.
The averages, yeah. So it was hard for me. I wanted to do that and, like, actually put them in an order, but I didn't have enough time. So maybe we'll figure out a system.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We could always look back at the list and split some hairs later.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
It's just one. Next one's Dr. No.
Just one. Yeah, Dr.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, after that, there's a tie for two. For third place. This is, like, essentially third place.
Third place?
Diamonds Are Forever and... Spy Who Loved Me? No. Diamonds Are Forever and Live and Let Die?
Diamonds Are Forever and Spy Who Loved Me.
Live and Let Die and Diamond and Spy Who Loved Me. God damn it! What is it?
Diamonds Are Forever and
what's the one we just did? Fucking Moonraker! No, Moonraker got
no. Moonraker's first. It? Oh, it's Moonraker.
No, it's Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker. Oh. They both have a hot 007.
Yeah.
Nice. My theory.
Yeah. No, you know what?
Not proving true.
Those ones are the
best. You know what's those two have in common? They're both cheesy as hell, and in my opinion, Diamonds Are Forever pulls it off. And Moonraker does not.
But I want to get into a fist fight.
They're super goofy movies, but, like, I think one of them sort of makes it work and the other one doesn't. Matter of opinion, but I know I'm in the minority there on Moonraker, but I get why those make sense together to me. Even though Moonraker would have been rock bottom on my
list. I think
the
fans would agree that my opinion is the most important one.
Tom R. Wentz, chime in, we need you.
Tom's probably out there like, nah.
Now there's a tie for second place. There's two movies.
Tie for a second. What do we have left?
We Live and Let Die.
Goldfinger and Live and Let Die.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And then our number one with a 009.
The Spy Who Loved Me. Yeah.
Damn.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. That's great.
Yeah. And now where does our 666 fit in from?
That's right. That's a tie with Dr. No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. All right. Good to know.
That makes sense. So we're saying
what do you think about this one versus Dr. No?
Oh, Dr. No is definitely better than this one. We gave Dr. No the benefit of the doubt a lot because it was the first, so
Are you doing that now, though?
Oh, I totally am.
Okay.
But I mean, just think about it. This movie, all this shit is played out and safe in this movie,
yeah.
Whereas a Dr. No is novel and new.
Yeah.
So I think you automatically get bonus points.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. But
I did
this
like
one.
This movie.
Oh God, we have an unnatural affection for you, for your eyes only. It's at least it's like universal. Everyone at this table liked that movie more than they should have. But.
Yeah.
Some just like the teenage figure skaters, but We all.
What are you trying to
but
say?
So,
look, I mean, I was trying to like make a discussion point. I wasn't just trying
to
be a pervert.
Don't get the shovel out, Colin.
I wasn't trying to be a pervert. I want the fans to know that.
So we're saying that we like.
You don't have to try sometimes, Colin.
We like For Your Eyes Only more than From Russia with Love, You Only Live Twice, Thunderball, and The Man with the Golden Gun.
I don't like it more than From Russia with Love, but. And I probably don't like it more than You Only Live Twice either.
You Only Live Twice is pretty good.
Yeah.
But
I still like it better than both of those.
I think I like it. I don't know. I like this one.
I just love the Roger Moore era.
Yeah,
I
the
like
Roger
them.
Moore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. You know, I'm very unfamiliar with Octopussy. I don't think I've ever seen it. If I have, I completely forget it.
The poster I've definitely, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was disappointed. I remember being a kid and being disappointed that she didn't have eight arms in the actual movie. Because I thought that was...
I remember
like,
being
I was like, that could be... That's
yeah.
a pretty good...
right. There are two things in that title I could complain about that you don't see in this movie.
I was disappointed I didn't see an octopus. Yeah.
There is an octopus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what I was talking about.
That's... The joke was the other...
He's talking about pussy.
Anytime you get to explain a joke, that's definitely a home run.
Well, why were you guys so afraid to like make it not a conjunction anymore?
I don't know.
I fear a lot of things.
So you guys are all in the Roger Moore era. I'm the only one with the common sense to still be a...
it's not really about Roger Moore himself, I don't think.
It's
like
about
the
movies getting cheesier and goofier and making more jokes. Yeah. I'm not just trying to take a shot at you. I'm saying that is really what it is that,
you know, that's
I think
that's an unfair characterization. Okay, there's something very subjective and emotional about the experience that we're talking about that you do not seem to grasp.
The slide whistle when the car jumps over the river.
Bingo.
That's it. Exactly. Goofy sound effects were what was really. If they just added some post sound effects, like some guys getting bonked in the head, like Three Stooges type of sound effects to the Sean Connery movies, you guys would be like, oh, we're in. Yeah, they're 10 out of 10 every time.
Well, for me, I think the tag team of Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker is like the epitome of what James Bond is to me. It's like, kind of bombastic and like huge sets and like it's really out there in terms of the plot. The villain is a megalomaniac. You know, there's cool deaths, there's hot girls, there's cool gadgets. Like it's both of those movies just have everything. And I feel like if I were to direct it, if I were hired to direct a James Bond movie, I would want to bring it back to that style. Not necessarily the one thing is like the goofy jokes that don't sort of they don't have lasting power. Yeah. They just don't work anymore. I mean, don't know if they ever did.
I feel like you get a lot of that in the first three Bond movies. Maybe not Dr. No or For Much With Love. They hadn't quite figured out the formula, but Goldfinger is where they hit their peak. And I think you also get that a lot in Diamonds Are Forever, which are my two favorite Connery movies.
Definitely in You Only Live Twice.
You Only Live Twice does a pretty good job too. I am surprised how much I really enjoy The Spy Who Loved Me. But it's the one Roger Moore movie that is more like a Connery movie in that he's a little bit tougher, it's a little more straightforward, it's a little less goofy, and it has all those elements too. I just feel like when I think of James Bond, I always think of the Connery ones a little more, that it's a little more serious, and he's a little more of a hard ass. And that's why I think later on, I definitely have a preference for the more recent ones because they've gotten back to that a little bit. I kind of like the Timothy Dalton ones too for that same reason. You know, it's like... Mm-hmm. If James Bond becomes too silly, it becomes hard to take it seriously.
I'm not a proponent for the silliness.
Yeah. But you'll forgive a lot of it.
Yes. I think that's the thing.
You like the spectacle.
I like the spectacle. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
It's best when it can find its balance, but I'll always err on the side of less spectacle if there's, one of my favorite ones is the Live and Let Die, which is the least silly Roger Moore one and also... probably the most badass Roger Moore one.
Yeah, and that one's really good.
Yeah, that would be like my number two Roger Moore movie.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's number one, Roger? Spy Love Me?
Spy Love Me.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all in agreement on that one. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, I mean, I like movies. I like James Bond movies. You know, like, they're good. I mean, there's like bad stuff in them, but like there's like a lot of good stuff.
some deep thoughts there. really so looking ahead, we got two more Roger Moore movies.
So we're going to close out the year. We're going to do, for our listeners who have stuck around this long to this weird episode, we'll give you a heads up what's coming up. We're doing Octopussy-tober. That's Octopussy in October. And then...
we planned that out so far in advance. I'm really going to pat us on the back for thinking of that in ahead and really executing.
Yes. In November, we're going to change things up, and we're going to do our first non-canon Bond film, and Sean Connery returns in Never Say Never Again.
Never, never, never say never again. Never, never. That's how the song goes.
But we're going to call it November Say Never Again.
Ooh. Not as good as Octopussy-tober.
November steak.
And then we're going to close out the year in December with, we'll go back dancing to Roger into the fire. Moore. Yeah, Dancing into the Fire with
Into the Fire.
And then, who knows what next year holds or how we'll begin the next year.
Probably Timothy Dalton.
Probably.
Should we do an album where we karaoke all the songs?
Ooh. Well, maybe we'll cut an album of all with all Chris's songs.
Will we wrap the plots of the movies over the songs?
The album we cut should just be
Chris's
songs.
Let's just do a triple album of all
Colin
of that stuff.
Doing the plot over the songs.
Oh, what a terrible idea this all is. All right.
I think that's it. What else do we need to say? Happy birthday. I have a lot of fun doing this with you guys, and I hope that we're able to do this for however long it takes until the new movie comes out.
And now a special birthday mix from C-Rock. Maybe, if he
maybe.
Does one.
Yeah.
Then really put him on big, the spot here.
Big thank you to all the listeners.
It's going
to
be the greatest song.
Hit us up, Bondcast, jamesbondcast@gmail.com, if you guys have any questions or concerns or want us to just talk about stuff. Subscribe, unsubscribe, and then subscribe again. That helps. Give us a shout-out on social media, even though we are not on social media yet. thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll